Chapter 21. One is the loneliest number. Dogs are pack animals. They are genetically programmed to live in a social hierarchy and to bond and have relationships with other members of their pack, just like we are. This is a good thing. It's the primary reason we love our dogs as much as we do. It's why they are our best friends. Dogs used to occupy a very utilitarian place in our lives. They went hunting with us. They herded the flocks and guarded the farm. They protected our grain supplies from rodents and our chickens from varmints. Although dogs also filled the role of our companions as they assisted us with our chores, only the very wealthy and the very weird kept dogs solely as companions. Over the last 50 years, however, the dog's role in society has changed dramatically. Although there are still plenty of dogs who hunt, herd, and guard, the vast majority of dogs in this country are now kept primarily as companions. In many ways, this is a good thing for our canine pals. Today's owners are far more likely to invest in high-quality food and medical care for their dogs than in the past. We spend millions of dollars a year on treats, toys, beds, collars, leashes, brushes, shampoos, even hats, jackets, and boots for our furry friends. All things considered, dogs are living in the lap of luxury compared to their recent ancestors. Except for one thing. Many owners today do a pretty poor job of meeting their dogs' social needs. In her natural environment, a dog is with other members of her pack close to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. She gets anxious when she is separated from the safety and security of her pack, in part because her subconscious knows that she is much more vulnerable when she is alone than when she has her buddies around to protect her. When we domesticated the dog, we became the pack. 100 years ago, Mom was home all day cooking dinner, cleaning the house, weeding the garden, gathering eggs from the hen house, and hanging the laundry out to dry. In many families, Dad was home all day too, plowing the fields, mending fences, and tending to the stock, with Shep hanging out at his heels. Most farms had several dogs, so Shep had her canine pack for companionship as well as her humans. As our society industrialized, more families moved into cities and then into suburbs. Dad left the farm and went to work in an office or a factory. Shep stayed home with Mom and started spending more time in the house. Her canine pals were left behind on the farm. One dog is plenty for most people in town. So she became more dependent on human companions to meet her social needs. This arrangement was working pretty well for Shep until the 1970s. When Mom was empowered by the women's movement and went to work outside the home, too. Now, Shep was left home alone and lonely. Today, the home where Shep has companionship 24/7, or anywhere even near that, is the exception rather than the rule. Because of that, today's dogs are suffering from an epidemic of behavior problems that result from being left alone for one-third to one-half of the day or longer without company or supervision. The worst of these behavior problems is separation anxiety. Canine separation anxiety. Separation anxiety, SA, the canine equivalent of a panic disorder, occurs in some dogs when they are separated from a person or persons with whom they are closely bonded. A less intense stress response in dogs over being left alone is called isolation distress, ID. Destructive behavior, excessive vocalization, barking, whining, crying, and screaming, and inappropriate elimination are the most common signs of ID and SA. Other symptoms can include anorexia, diarrhea, vomiting, depression, and excessive licking and drooling. Dogs who are generally anxious in nature are more likely to experience ID and SA than dogs who are calm and confident. Because these can be difficult behavior problems to resolve, it is vitally important to take the time to accustom a young puppy to being left alone. Lots of families make it a point to adopt their new puppy when they know someone will be home for a period of time. Working puppy parents might take a week of vacation to help the pup settle into her new home. Families may adopt little Shep at the beginning of the summer, when the kids will be home and available to spend a lot of time with her. This is a good plan. An 8-week-old puppy does need a lot of time and attention in order to learn her lessons in house training, socialization, and good manners. This good plan falls apart, however, when the doting new owners forget to teach Shep how to be left alone during this window of opportunity for intensive training and socialization. Often, in fact, the family unintentionally rewards and reinforces Shep's unease at being by herself by responding to her whine or bark when the pup expresses her dismay at being left alone even for a moment. Shep quickly learns that crying brings the pack back to her, and an isolation-separation vocalization problem has begun. When everyone goes back to work or school, and the crying doesn't work to bring the pack back, Shep works herself up into a state of panic. In her terror, she shreds the doorframe, trying to escape and find the security of her family. Her fear also causes her to lose control of her bowels and bladder, another reaction to extreme stress. When Mom gets home from work, she finds the house in a shambles. Upset and angry, she tells Shep in no uncertain terms what a bad dog she has been, then drags her out to the backyard so she can clean up the mess. Shep, wildly excited that someone has finally returned to rescue her, doesn't understand that she is being punished for something that happened hours ago. She is confused and frightened that her previously friendly packmate has suddenly, and for no apparent reason, turned aggressive. So on top of all her stress about being left alone, Shep adds another stressor. Her humans are scary and unpredictable when they finally come home. This just makes her anxiety worse, and her destructive behavior escalates. Crating a dog who suffers from these stress-related disorders usually only makes things worse. Although confinement is the ideal solution for the dog who is being destructive due to unsupervised juvenile high spirits, SA dogs may panic even more when left alone in very close quarters. Thus, distinguishing between the two behavior challenges is important. Separation anxiety destruction tends to focus around doors and windows. Evidence of the dog's desperate attempts to escape her solitary confinement. Shep literally fights tooth and nail to get free and rejoin her pack. Rowdy adolescent hijinks are likely to be more widespread and less likely to include serious destruction at possible exits. Your rambunctious pup may empty waste baskets and engage in pillow fights, shred the toilet paper, and sample a few shoes, but the destruction, although it may be massive, somehow feels less desperate. If Shep tolerates relatively brief separations and can handle long stretches of time in the crate while the family is home in another room, chances are her destructive behavior is not ID or SA. If, however, Shep clings to your heels as you move around the house, panics if she is shut in another room for even a moment or two, and trashes the house if you step out for just 5 minutes, chances are that it's a true isolation-separation stress behavior. The manifestation of these behaviors, while disturbing, often can be controlled if you commit to a long-term behavior modification program and take the necessary steps to minimize her stress and manage her behavior. Behavior modification. A successful behavior modification program will use counterconditioning and desensitization to gradually help Shep become comfortable with being left alone. Your trainer should help you identify a complete list of Shep's stressors, all the things that contribute to her anxiety, and help you eliminate as many of those as possible to reduce her stress level. The primary one, of course, is your departure. But there are lots of puzzle pieces that lead up to you walking out the door. If you can desensitize Shep to the various pieces of the puzzle, She will be in a much calmer frame of mind when you do leave, and she'll be less likely to panic and destroy things. Here's a sample list of a dog owner's departure ritual on a typical workday. Get up. Take Shep out for a jog and bathroom trip around the block. Feed Shep. Shower. Get dressed, except for shoes. Eat breakfast. Let Shep out in fenced yard for last-minute potty. Check email. Let Shep back in. Put on shoes. Put on coat. Hug and kiss Shep goodbye. Pick up purse or briefcase. Pick up keys. Walk out door. Get in car. Start engine. Drive to work. As you've heard, numerous items on this list all broadcast to Shep that the dreaded isolation is pending. As each item occurs in its programmed order, Shep's anxiety rises a notch until she is whipped into a near frenzy of anxiety. The more each of the elements can be diffused, that is, disassociated from the departure ritual, the lower Shep's level of accumulated stress will be when you actually walk out the door. If you normally go shoeless in the house, for example, and only put on your shoes to go outside, putting your shoes on is a clear signal to Shep that you are leaving soon. It is a reliable predictor of your departure. To diffuse this, start putting on your shoes at various times during the day when you are home, even if you are not planning to leave. Do the same thing with the other predictors, such as putting on your coat and picking up your car keys, even walking out the door, getting in the car, and starting the engine. The less reliable each of these becomes as a predictor of your pending absence, the less anxiety will be added to Shep's stress load by the time you walk out the door. It also helps to vary your morning routine as much as possible. Although you really do have to shower before you put your clothes on, there are other things you can make less predictable. Some mornings, shower first, then feed Shep, then get dressed. Put your coat on and then check your email. Put your keys in your pocket before you eat breakfast. You get the idea. Oh, and eliminate the dramatic goodbyes altogether. Your emotion only arouses Shep more. Home alone. At the same time you are diffusing Shep's predictors, you need to help her become brave about being left alone. You can use this same procedure to prevent isolation distress and separation anxiety in a puppy. It will be much easier in a baby dog who has not already developed ID or SA. You will need to do this in tiny steps. You can start from a sit-stay. Use a tether, or, if she will crate quietly with you near her, crate her, then click and reward her for the stay or for being calm on the tether or in her crate. If she keeps breaking the stay, use the tether or crate and work on the stay some other time. Take one step away from her. Click, return, and feed her a treat. Gradually increase the distance between you and Shep, moving toward the doorway to another room as you do so, and giving clicks and treats generously along the way. If Shep starts showing signs of stress, panting, drooling, whining, and so on, you are going too fast. You want her to stay calm during this exercise. If taking one step away stresses her, take a half step, or a 3-inch step, whatever is small enough for her to handle. When you reach the doorway, take one step outside, click when out of sight, and immediately return to the room and feed her a treat. If she tolerates you out of sight for 1 second, repeat this several times. Then increase very gradually the amount of time you stay out of sight before you click and return. You may get to the doorway in one training session, or it may take you several. The key is to teach her that you always come back, and that she gets rewarded for calm behavior during your absence, no matter how short. When you can go out the front door, get in your car, and drive away for 20 to 30 minutes, you are probably home free. Most SA destructive behavior will occur within the first half hour of your departure. Behavior management tips. The difficulty with the IDSA behavior modification program is that it can sometimes take months to reach the 30-minute benchmark. Normal humans have to leave Shep alone for extended periods of time long before the program is finished. Meanwhile, every time she has an episode, it's a setback to the program. Here are some behavior management tips that can help you get through the tough times. Spend 15 to 20 minutes in a hard play session every morning to take the edge off Shep's energy level before you leave the house. End the session at least 15 minutes before you leave so that she has time to settle down and relax before your departure. Provide as much exercise as possible at other times of the day as well. A dog who has a reservoir of pent-up energy is more stressed than one who is tired. A tired dog is usually a happier and better behaved dog. Be calm when you leave and return. Dramatic goodbyes and hellos raise Shep's anxiety level. If you find damage when you come home, calmly put Shep outside and clean up. Punishment for something that occurred out of your presence is totally ineffective and will only increase her anxiety about your homecoming, making the behavior worse. Routinely removing valuable items from Shep's reach can help keep your anger and frustration levels down. Give Shep a Kong toy or marrow bone filled with peanut butter or cheese just before you leave. This will take her mind off your departure and keep her occupied for that first half hour when most destructive behavior occurs. Do not crate Shep unless you know she stays calm in the crate while you are gone. Dogs with separation anxiety can panic in close confinement and do serious damage to themselves. A room or garage with nothing in it that Shep can harm may suffice if she is comfortable there. You can test this by leaving her in the room for short periods with the Kong or marrow bone while you are home. If she is calm while you are there, she might be content to stay there while you are gone, but she may not. Try doggy daycare. There are commercial operations that provide this service. Be sure to check them out first. Strange dogs should never be left loose together without someone in attendance. Or you may be able to find a friend or neighbor who is home during the day and willing to Shep sit for you. Adding a companion canine may have the same result as doggy daycare, but you should only adopt another dog if you really want another for yourself as well as for Shep. Try borrowing a friend's dog first, one whom your dog likes, to see if it helps. If it does, you might be able to borrow your friend's dog on a regular basis as a long-term solution, or until you find the right permanent companion for Shep. Be careful. Addition of a canine companion doesn't always solve the problem. You could end up with two separation anxiety challenges instead of one. If inappropriate defecation is a problem, try feeding Shep only in the evenings until the separation anxiety is under control. This strategy isn't appropriate for a young puppy, however. If these measures don't work, you may want to consult with your veterinarian about using one of the very effective pharmaceutical products now available to reduce a dog's stress chemically while you continue your behavior modification program to overcome her anxiety. Please note, these drugs will not cure Shep all by themselves. They must be used in conjunction with an appropriate training program in order to be truly effective. Seek the help of a competent trainer or behavior consultant to help you implement a behavior modification program. Most owners are not able to resolve serious SA problems without the counsel of a skilled animal care professional. Separation anxiety is not an easy problem to deal with, but it can be managed. A lot of dogs, like Shep, end up at animal shelters because their owners are unable or unwilling to do what is necessary to rescue them from the isolation hell that we had created for them in the first place. Your dog is fortunate to have a committed owner who is willing to find a way to make life less stressful for both of you.